And you're welcome back to the programme. 26 minutes to the hour is the time. And as always at this time, I'm joined on the line by Liam Horan. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
A very interesting email from BG this evening, Liam. I'll read it to you as we received it. There's a huge amount of talk on this slot in recent weeks about how technology is changing how people go for jobs. I'm a bit of a traditionalist myself, Aidan, and I went to the same school, metaphorically speaking. And I'm wondering if a neatly written CV could do the trick when applying. It might help you stand out from the crowd. What do you think? Well, it's not really what I think, but Liam, what do you think?
Well, I think you're getting the family to write in anyway, Aidan, or first of all, anyway.
Well, no, thank God, they're doing fine, I'm glad to say, but whatever about the owl fella, maybe I need to be writing in. But anyway, it is an interesting point.
Yes, it's a very interesting point, and you know, initially you could dismiss it very quickly and say, no, you must do a typed up CV, you know, proper CV, be ready to email in, etc. But, you know, and that would probably be my conclusion at the end of it as well. But I think we should probably take a few seconds to look at why this might be a good idea for BG. So, for example, they may not own a computer. They may not be very good at computer skills. They may not want to create the impression they're very good at computers. So, you know, they may feel that the old handwriting tradition, the honesty or the integrity or the intimacy or whatever the exact word is of handwriting. So whenever you get a card, actually, just the other day I got a card from a client of mine thanking me for something we had done, and it was handwritten, and it meant so much more than an email because somebody took the time to handwrite it, to buy the card, to handwrite it, to handwrite the envelope, to go to the post office to post it. So in that regard, I would value it very highly for that reason. It has some of those benefits. Also, if you're a nice, neat handwriter, that can reflect well. If your spelling is good without the use of spell checker, that can reflect well. And you can get noticed. And, you know, a big part, of, particularly in a competitive jobs market, is how do I get noticed? How do I actually stand out from the crowd in some way? And it might be as good a way as another way. I suppose my opening point that, you know, and I always say to people, if you feel like doing it yourself, if you think this is good for you and sits well with you, you know, I would consider it seriously. So not to dismiss it out of hand, first of all, I would say.
On the other hand, though, is it possible that HR, when they receive the CV, might say this individual is in the dark ages when it comes to IT and technology and such like, and bin it?
Yes, and, you know, I would, overall, my view would be that's one of the key dangers of this. One of the big dangers of this is that it may look like you haven't, that you're still a flat earther, so to speak, that you haven't moved on, that you haven't, you know, adapted and changed as the world has adapted, as the world has changed. If IT skills are part of the job you're going for, it certainly would raise some doubts about you. I think, and also a key consideration, I think, when you're dealing with any recruitment campaign is when the CV arrives on the desk of the recruiter, be that a virtual desk or on the actual desk, how easily can they move it around the building? So can they, do they have to scan it? You know what I mean? So if, for example, everybody else is applying by email, that makes the movement of their CV and cover letter around the organisation much easier to handle. Whereas if this is the only one that arrives by post, you have to scan it and upload it to some folder and attach it to an email, it may become a bit of a nuisance. And I would worry that, you know, there is a kind of a charm about, as I said at the outset, a handwritten correspondence. But that may be a charm that people of your generation and mine hark back to more than people who are whatever particular generation you want to call them, millennials or Generation X or Y, whatever they're called. Others may not have such a sentimental view of something in handwritten. So I would think you're just taking too big a risk. If you're a good candidate, you know, make stand out by the quality of what you're saying, not necessarily by the medium that you're saying it with, if you know what I mean. I think you're taking a big gamble if you do it.
I suppose if the HR manager receiving the interview is like a friend of mine who goes positively weak at the knees when receiving handwritten anything, then yes, this particular individual, BG, might be on a winner. But I think for most people, it would be, I'm not going to say it's something of a shock, but certainly surprise and certainly different.
Yes, I think you're taking a huge gamble.
But Liam, have we preordained notions then? Is it the actual CV itself, if it contains all the relevant contents, no matter that it's beautifully crafted and all of that, but if it contains what's important in terms of the application, surely it shouldn't really matter how it's presented.
Well, I suppose my concern is not whether it should matter or not, but whether it will matter. Do you know what I mean? And it's not our job to educate the HR departments of Ireland to be open-minded about something. Do you know what I mean? The HR people will do as they do. In my view, in most cases, they will probably not be overly excited by it and will see it as a bit of a nuisance and won't see the value in it. And in that regard, that's probably the main reason why I would say don't do it, because I think you're hoping that they will have the sort of view you're saying, is that if it's good enough, it's here, the information is here, why does it matter? It could come in a tablet of stone for all we care. But I think in reality, they have a way of doing business, and as candidates, we need to fit into that as best we can, while still doing things to retain our individuality and to show our suitability for the job. But to go totally outside their way, to go back to something that would be perceived as out of date, I think is a very serious gamble that I wouldn't encourage a client to do it, but if BG feels that way, by all means, maybe they should. It's their call,
On balance, don't do it.
On balance, I wouldn't do it, no.
Very good. We must leave it there. Liam Horan, as always, thanks.
Thank you very much.